أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, he has mentioned an authentic narration where he said, من هو ماني لا يشبعان، من هو ماني لا يشبعان، طالب العلم وطالب الدنيا. طالب علم وطالب الدنيا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of the hadith is that there are two greedy individuals who will never be satisfied. There are two greedy individuals who will never ever be satisfied. They'll never be satiated ever. طالب العلم, the seeker of knowledge, and طالب الدنيا, the person who seeks the dunya. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us a hint at the circumstances of the Muslims in this life. And that is that every single Muslim should be a seeker of knowledge. Because if they're not a seeker of knowledge, then they are a seeker of the dunya. You can only be one or the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all through the Quran, He praises the people who have knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة والأولو العلم قائم بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He Himself bears witness that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except to Him. Allah knows and He bears witness that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except to Him. And then Allah says, and the angels, meaning, and the angels also bear witness. They also have full knowledge that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds to this ayah the people who are endowed with ilm, the people who are endowed with knowledge. He says, ul ilm, those people who are given knowledge. And He is the one that governs the universe. He governs the heavens and the earth in justice and equity. There is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Him, and He is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْفِعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the people with knowledge again. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about Himself, will raise those in ranks and degrees who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who have knowledge. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslims have been tricked by shaitan or by the ignorant ones from among the Muslims to think that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam talks about seeking knowledge and praising those with knowledge, some of the Muslims have been under the mistaken notion that this is talking about general knowledge, knowledge of the dunya. Some Muslims think and they apply these ayat and these ahadith as-sahiha, these verses of the Quran and these authentic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unrestrictedly. They use these verses to mean computer science and pharmacology, agroforestry, and physics. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking about any type of knowledge except knowledge of Islam, ilm al-shar'i. The only two people in this dunya are the people who either seek knowledge, meaning the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the knowledge of the dunya. They seek after the dunya. And the intent of the Quran being revealed to us is to guide us and to teach us who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if the person had knowledge of everything other than who their Lord is, and in reality they have no knowledge. As Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said, إن العبد لو عرف كل شيء ولم يعرف ربه فكأنه لم يعرف شيئا. That surely the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he were to know every single science and knowledge and technology of this dunya, if he were to know everything and he doesn't know his Lord, it is as though he doesn't know anything at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about those people in the Quran who had knowledge, وَعَادًا وَثَمُودًا وَقَدَ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ لِمَثْمَى مَسَاكِينِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ad and Thamud, it has already become clear the proofs and the traces of them from their buildings, where Allah destroyed them. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And Shaitan has made beautified for them their deeds. Talking about Ad and Thamud, these are people who had knowledge to build buildings out of mountains and stone. Shaitan deluded them and tricked them and made beautified their deeds for them. And these are people who were endowed with true knowledge of the dunya of their time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their fate in the Quran, that those are the people who were mustabasirin, kanu mustabasirin. They were people who had insight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. But they were people who were destroyed, even though they had technical knowledge of their time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, even though they had the knowledge, more knowledge than the people of their time, to erect buildings from the stones in the mountains. So we see from this, brothers and sisters in Islam, that having knowledge of the dunya is not sufficient. And we're not here today to stand on this minbar to say that we shouldn't learn the knowledge that is called secular knowledge. But rather, we should put the priority where the priority belongs. And that priority is to learn the knowledge of Islam. Al-Hasan al-Basri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, concerning this ayah that we recited about Ad and Thamud, or pertaining to this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the people who have knowledge of the dunya, where he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they only know the apparent outward aspects, the affairs of the life of the dunya, but the affairs of the akhirah, they are neglectful and unmindful. Al-Hasan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah brings in his tafsir, he said that these people, wallahi la yablughu min ahadihim bidunyahu annahu yuqallibu dirham ala ghafrihi fayukhbiruka biwaznihi wa ma yuhsinu an yusalli. Al-Hasan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find some individuals that will take a coin and they'll revolve it back and forth in their fingers. They'll hold it in their fingers and they'll be able to tell you the worthiness, the weight, the preciousness of the coin that they hold in their fingers. Just by holding it in their fingers, they can tell you the preciousness and the worth of this coin, but at the same time, they don't perfect their salah, meaning they don't have knowledge of their prayers. They're able to tell you the affairs of the dunya, but they can't even make their prayers properly. They know everything it is to know about technology and science, about medicine, but they don't even know how to make wudu properly. The same people who have PhDs, which means nothing to Allah, are the same people that wipe the back of their necks upstairs in the wudu room incorrectly following someone other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For surety, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and no companion out of the tens of thousands of companions wiped their necks when they made wudu. But at the same time, these people, they are boasting and bragging, walking pompously through the earth, their bachelor's degrees and their master's degrees and their PhDs, and they don't even know how to make wudu. They know the affairs of the dunya, but they don't know the affairs of the akhirah. And to this the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ كُلُّ جَعْظَرِيٍّ كُلُّ جَعْظَرِيٍّ جَوَّاذٍ سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ جِيفَةٌ بِالْلَيْلِ حِمَارٌ بِالنَّهَارِ عَالِمٌ بِأَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَجَاهِلٌ بِالْأَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ أو كما قاله عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the meaning of it is that surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates every ill-tempered, arrogant, pompous, greedy, selfish individual. The individuals who argue and raise their voices in the marketplaces. The individuals who are jifatum bil-layl, they're like a corpse at night. Meaning, they sleep all through the night without making qiyamul layl, without making tahajjud. Himarum bin-nahar. And when the daytime comes, their donkeys work hard in the daytime for the dunya. Alimum bi-amri dunya, they're knowledgeable of the affairs of the dunya, jahilun bi amri al-akhirah, and ignorant of the affairs of the next life. This is the state of the Muslims today, brothers and sisters. This is the state, the filthy, ugly, repugnant state of the Muslims, where they have all the knowledge of the dunya and they don't know how to make salah properly. They don't know how to make wudu properly. They don't know the affairs of nikah wa talaq. Wallahi al-azim. They call the masjid where they divorce their wives 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 times, still living with the woman. They divorce their wives while she's having her menses, which is talaq al-bid'i. It is haram to divorce your wife when she has her menses. They divorce their wives when they just had sex with her in that month, which is talaq al-bid'i. It's haram to divorce your wives when you've been intimate with them within that month. The Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us from the Quran and his sunnah that you cannot divorce your wives when your wives are in that state, nor can you say anti taliq, anti taliq, anti taliq. Nor can you say you're divorced 3 or 5 or 10 times at once. But rather you must wait until your wife becomes clean, not touch her, and then pronounce the divorce. The Muslims do not understand or don't care about the affairs of the akhirah. They only seem to care about the affairs of the dunya. And then in their ignorance, they misquote the hadith, or they give shortness to the hadith, or they abridge the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and nasu ma'adin, people are like gold and silver. People are like metals. Khiyarukum fil jahiliya, khiyarukum fil Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued the narration by saying, the best of you in jahiliya are the best of you in Islam. And they stop right there. They say, see, I was a computer specialist in jahiliya. I know I'm going to be the best in Islam. You see, I used to be a drug dealer, so I know business in jahiliyyah. I know I can be the best business manager for the masjid. I know about treasury because I used to handle a lot of money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued with the hadith, إِذَا فُقِهُوا. The best of you in jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam, provided that they understood Islam. خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فُقِهُوا. The best of them in jahiliyyah are the best of them in Islam, provided that they have a fiqh of the deen. And if Allah wants you to have good in this life, He will give you knowledge of the deen. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. When Allah desires good for the person in this life, of which there are only two people, the seeker of knowledge, true knowledge of Islam, and the seeker of the dunya, when Allah wants good for you, brothers and sisters, He gives you understanding of the deen. He gives you understanding of the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to seek knowledge. And out of all the ayat in the Quran, 6,600 some odd ayat in the Quran, there's only one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, ordered the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to beg Allah to increase him in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order the Prophet to say, Rabbi zidni zawjan, O Allah, increase me in wives. Rabbi zidni malan, O Allah, increase me in money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell the Prophet to say, O Lord, increase me in followers. O Lord, increase me in masjids. O Lord, increase me in cars or clothes. He only ordered the Prophet to say, O Rabbi zidni ilma, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Is this the knowledge of accounting? Is this the knowledge of tailoring? Is this the knowledge of plumbing and heating? This is the knowledge of Islam, and only that knowledge is the beneficial knowledge. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from knowledge that doesn't benefit. What is the knowledge that doesn't benefit, brothers and sisters? The knowledge that doesn't benefit is the knowledge that comes from sources other than Islam for Islamic affairs. Those things that people draw from and derive from, but they're not Islamic sources to make the hukum or the fatawa for their deen. So brothers and sisters in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about ilm in the Quran, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about ilm or knowledge in the sunnah, you are not to think unless there is a text specifically separating that knowledge from the deen knowledge to the dunya knowledge. You are not supposed to think that that knowledge means anything else except the knowledge of Islam. And it is not befitting for you brothers, especially, who are responsible for your wives and your children, to put more emphasis on your children going to these colleges and universities, which are in actuality in this country nothing but cesspools for filth, fornication, adultery, and using intoxicants and intermingling at the highest. It is not befitting for you brothers specifically, to push your children, especially your girls, to go to these colleges where they will intermingle with those men, kuffar or otherwise, and not allow them to come to the masjids of Allah to gain true knowledge of this deen. It is not permissible for you to push them to gain this knowledge once they receive their high school diploma, and then their bachelor's, and then their master's, and their PhDs, which is permissible. It is permissible, but it is not permissible for you to push them as though it's going to help them in the next life, where you don't even allow them to go to one class out of 7 days in a week in the masjid to learn about the affairs of their deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, He wants us to be increased in beneficial knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to deliver the message of Islam so that we may learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him correctly. For if we don't know who Allah is and what Islam is and who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is, then how are we going to worship Allah? How are we going to practice Islam properly? How are we going to claim to see the Prophet in the dreams that we have, for those who claim to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? And if you have seen him in your dream, then you have seen him in reality. But how can you know that it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam when you don't even know what he looks like, when you don't even know how tall he was, when you don't even know the color of his skin, when you don't even know the broadness of his shoulders or how he walked, when you don't even know the color of his beard, when you don't even know what his teeth looked like or his eyes looked like, how was his eyebrows shaped, how, what was the shape of his feet and his hands,
How are you going to be blessed by Allah to identify the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you don't even take the time to study what he looked like, which takes knowledge to get that blessing? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, to make us true seekers of the real beneficial knowledge, the knowledge of Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from ignorance. As Musa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the tongue of Musa, with qala Musa li qawmihi, inna allaha ya'murukum an tazbahu baqara, qalu atattakhiduna huzwa, qala a'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahilin. And remember when Musa said to his people, surely Allah has ordered you to sacrifice a cow. They said, what, do you take us for a joke? What is this, a game, a joke? And then Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam wa ala nabiyyina kadhalik, said, I seek refuge with Allah from being of the ignorant. I seek refuge with Allah from being of the ignorant. Why, brothers and sisters? Because ignorance is a crime. Ignorance is a crime. You are commanded by Allah and His Messenger to seek knowledge, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talibul ilm faridatun ala kulli Muslim." That seeking knowledge is obligatory on every single Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
If you can move up, inshallah, brothers, give more space for the brothers.
الحمد لله ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ومن ولا وبعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in faith and al-Iman in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us some of the benefits of seeking knowledge. And His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us some of the benefits of seeking knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سلك طريقا يطلب فيه علم سلك الله به طريقا من طرق الجنة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the meaning of it is, whoever seeks a path to knowledge, whoever makes a way for him or herself to seek the knowledge that is being dispensed in the various masjids in this city and the various masjids in this country, or the masajid wherever they may be in the world, or to go to the Islamic universities of the world, or to go to the libraries and extract those things that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to know, whoever seeks a way to get this knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a road for him from one of the roads of Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ عِلْمٍ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. And the angels, indeed, they surely spread their wings for the student of knowledge. They spread their wings for the person who seeks knowledge, and they have pleasure by what that person is doing when they seek that knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet continues in this hadith, إِنَّ الْعَالَمْ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْحِيتَانُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely the knowledgeable person, the person who has real knowledge, that which is in the heavens, whatever it is, and that which is on earth, whatever it is, seeks forgiveness for the person who has knowledge. They make dua, istighfar, for the person who has knowledge. For the scholars of Islam, and the students of Islam, the seekers of Islam, those greedy individuals for the knowledge, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. They seek forgiveness for the person who has knowledge. Even the fish in the depths of the sea make dua for the person who has knowledge. Even the fish in the sea make this dua. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاء وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. That the scholars, those who Allah who has endowed with knowledge, they are the inheritors of the prophets. لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِرْهَمْ وَلَا دِينَارٍ. دِينَارٍ وَلَا دِرْهَمٍ. And the prophets do not leave any cash whatsoever. They don't leave any fulus. They don't need any dirham and no dinars whatsoever. وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. The only thing that they leave as an inheritance is knowledge. That's it. That's the only thing that they leave. The only thing that they leave, brothers and sisters, is knowledge. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? The only thing that the prophets leave behind, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, is the knowledge of Islam. And the uppermost part of that knowledge is the knowledge of Tawheed. Not the political aspects of Islam, not the economic aspects of Islam, not the social aspects of Islam, but the knowledge of the Tawheed. The knowledge of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, Tawheed al-Rububiyya, Tawheed Asma wa Sifat. This is what the prophets of Allah leave to the ulama to give to us. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. Whoever takes that inheritance, meaning the knowledge, then they have taken a great abundance of goodness. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should come to the classes, whatever masjid is giving true knowledge of Islam and giving the authentic, from the authentic sources, we should be rushing from work when we get home to go to those classes. And we should be rushing when we get home from school, from high school or from the universities, to go to those classes. The masjids that are teaching the true knowledge of Islam from the authentic sources should be filled to the brim, the way this masjid is filled right now, or even more. No masjid that teaches true Islamic knowledge, knowledge that will benefit you to worship Allah properly. The reason why we are created is to worship Allah. How can we worship Him without knowledge? No masjid should be empty at the time of classes. No masjid should be empty at the time of classes. And if you are not in those classes seeking the knowledge, then you have to be of the other side, which is talib ad-dunya, seeking the dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us seekers of knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us seekers of the beneficial knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who take their time to understand, even though they were born Muslims or been Muslims for 20 and 30 or 40 years, to take time to take inventory stock on what we've learned about Islam, to correct those things that have crept into our wudu, and crept into our tayammum, and crept into our salah, and crept into our hajj and our siyam, and all the various aspects and ibadat of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who stop and reinvestigate and reevaluate the things that we claim that we're doing from Islam, to see if they're really a part of Islam, to correct our deeds and our actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For surety, brothers and sisters, if you don't have knowledge, you're going to be ignorant of the affairs of your deen. And if you're ignorant of the affairs of your deen, you're going to make mistakes and might even commit sins. Or even worse than that, you might be committing bid'ah. Or even worse than that, you might be committing shirk. We ask Allah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those individuals who do not bury our women figuratively in the social sands. We ask your wife to be ignorant in the affairs of her deen, except that he is an oppressive individual. He's a tyrannical individual that wants to do things to her and get away with it, thinking that he will get away with it, when he's going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for keeping the women, the female slaves of Allah, from the masjid, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already told us, لَا تَمْنَعُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Don't keep your women from the masjid. لَا تَمْنَعُوا أَمَاتَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمَسَاجِدِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَسَاجِدِكُمْ. Don't keep the female slaves from visiting the masjids of Allah. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us in the closest of proximities and the seating places on Yawm al-Qiyamah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.